is 19.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM Richland Center. The update at 6 is next, sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A deadly shootout in suburban Minneapolis. Two police officers and a paramedic killed while responding to a domestic violence call on Sunday. The suspect was also killed. There were seven children inside the home, but they're all safe. An 11-year-old girl in the Houston area is missing. Police suspect her father's roommate may have had something to do with her disappearance. He was arrested for enticing a minor back in 2008. The Gaza Health Ministry, run by Hamas, saying this morning that 29,000 Palestinians have been killed so far in the war. At The Hague, the UN's top court is holding hearings on the Israeli occupation of the West Bank in Gaza. This is Palestinian Prime Minister Riyad al-Maliki.
It is time to put an end to the double standards that have kept our people captive for far too long. International law must be applied to all states without exception.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet unanimously rejecting Palestinian statehood. This is ABC News. The Pentagon now confirming that Houthi rebels in Yemen have been using an underwater drone to attack ships in the Red Sea. It was hit by a U.S. strike over the weekend. The NBA's All-Star Game, not exactly a defensive struggle. ABC's Will Clark is in Indianapolis.
Defense was non-existent as the Eastern Conference breezed to a 211-186 win in the 73rd NBA All-Star Game. MVP Damian Lillard of the Milwaukee Bucks contributed 39 of those points.
You know, you just got to keep shooting the ball. And I think in a game like this, you know it's going to be pretty loose.
The offensive exhibition coming a day after NBA Commissioner Adam Silver told the players he wanted to see a more competitive All-Star game. Will Clark, ABC News.
And stop putting your iPhone in rice if it gets wet. That's been the common advice, the thinking for years. Rice will pull the water out, but Apple updating its guidance, warning that small rice pieces could do damage as well. Instead, tap the phone till the water gets out. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit-sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
Some notes on sports today. Milwaukee Bucks guard Damian Lillard earned a new title, NBA All-Star Game MVP, after scoring 39 points and making 11 three-pointers in the Eastern Conference's 211-186 record-breaking win over the Western Conference. Lillard made 11 of the East's record 42 three-pointers to earn the MVP honors. Also, in the college basketball world, Ohio State with a big upset over number 2 Purdue, 73-69. From the NHL, it was the Rangers skating by the Islanders 6-5, Los Angeles 2-1 over Pittsburgh, and Colorado 4-3 over Arizona. This update is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your certified Firestone on the farm tire service, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles at 647-5851 today.
Heart disease is the leading killer of men and women in the United States. One way to support your heart health is by working more movement into your day. It's recommended that adults get 150 minutes of moderate intensity cardiovascular exercise each week. But adding any movement to your day is a step in the right direction. February is American Heart Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics encourages you to take a step toward heart-healthy living.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 44, partly cloudy and mild conditions. A few clouds and chilly tonight and 26. Partly sunny and spring-like Tuesday and 49. Tuesday night, partly cloudy and a low of 29. And Wednesday, 54 and partly sunny. Right now in Richland Center, after an earlier reading of 23 at midnight, we are down from that. It is 19 degrees.
100.9 WRCR. My big brother rode an Indian scout. He was black like his jacket. American spirit hanging out of his mouth, just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks, South California. Talk about the desert and the Joshua tree, his pretty girl stories, and how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you'll love it out here, out where the wild things are. Called my brother from the back of that plane the second I made it. We started drinking on the strip in L.A. And then it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars, kissing on a blonde in a backyard pool. On fire and crazy dreams. Oh, and the night's ignited gasoline. Oh, them Indian scouts, man, are built for speed. And oh, they said he hit that guardrail at 3:30. Where the wild things are.
When I look into your eyes, Baby, I see my whole life. What you say we put us down some roots, find a house upon a hill, and travel around the world, put some pictures on the shelf. Hold you close and keep the faith, raise some kids with our last name. Sunsets fading from the front porch. We'll build this home together, weather any storm. And as the years keep rolling on, you'll be right where I belong. What you say we put us down some roots, find a house upon a hill, travel pictures on the shelf. Hold you close and keep the faith. Raise some kids with our last name. Oh, come on, baby, what you say we do? I feel like growing old with you. I'm growing old with you.
What you say we put us down some room? Find a house up on a hill. Travel around this world. Put some pictures on the shelf.
Maybe one day our babies go and have some babies of their own. And you'll get all my time till all my time is through. I feel like growing old with you.
Restless Road on WRCO. We hope you had a good weekend in southwest Wisconsin. A very, very springy-like forecast for this week. That's all right. Gets me thinking about going out and watching some baseball. But it won't be that warm when I do. It'll be high of 35, my first baseball game probably. Anyway, right now we're at 19 degrees in Richland Center.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress.
Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO or WRCE or whatever it is now, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable and let's build a relationship and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Don't miss the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head to be entered for a chance to win a gun. Enjoy interesting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, a trail camera photo contest. Sheds are welcome but will not be scored. Come enjoy food and beverages. Admission is just $5, kids 12 and under free. Pre-register Friday night, February 23rd from 5 until 9, or Saturday from 9 until noon. For more information, phone 475-4963. The Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th at the Richland Center Community Center.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunt Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
The weather is so unpredictable, but you can count on Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center. Shop the Winter Price Meltdown and save store-wide on Maytag, Whirlpool, and KitchenAid home appliances. They deliver and install in Richland Center and surrounding communities. Visit them at 2490 Highway 14 next to Goodwill, 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, or visit them online at townandcountryrc.com. That's townandcountryrc.com.
When you visit the Shoebox, it's like going back in time, with customer service being the number one priority. Now is the time to visit the Shoebox, with track, baseball, and softball season soon getting underway. The Shoebox takes pride in making sure all athletes get the pair of shoes they need to compete at a high level. From the beginner athlete all the way to the pros, you'll receive service like it ought to be at the Shoebox in Black Earth.
19 degrees at WRCO Studios. We're headed toward 44 a little bit later on today. Today is the 50th day of 2024, and of course, we're not too far away from the extra day we get in February, this being a leap year as well. So there will be quite a few that will celebrate birthdays, as they do once every 4 years, coming up a little bit later on this month. So that's exciting indeed. Well, we have some great stuff to share with you today. News, weather, and sports at 6:30 today. 211 points scored by one team. That's not the combined score in the NBA's All-Star game yesterday. Unbelievable. And they say they played a little defense too. Huh? Yeah, I don't know.
Love beats when you're out of breath. Love sits by the bedside when you're near to death. Love still feels it when the feeling's gone. Love lives on and on. Mist on the river at the break of day. So put up a new shutters, sing a morning song. I'm in the right.
classic Eagles on WRCO and Take It to the Limit one more time. 19 degrees here at WRCO Studios and 24 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good stuff. It was a nice day yesterday. Just a little bit of a breeze out there today to make it feel somewhat cooler, although I'm not complaining. No, we could certainly do worse this time of year. Just amazing how some of the fields actually are green at this time of year, which is not really something that I'm used to seeing. And the other thing, the birds, it's kind of crazy. You know, there's been some robin sightings and things like that. And maybe some birds had never left, but the cranes that always come to visit us in Sextonville have been back for a little while, too. Maybe they never left. I don't know. I don't know exactly about how those birds operate, but in past years, I don't remember hearing them. It was kind of a sign of spring, but yesterday I was there trying to get a little bit of shut-eye there in the early morning, and I heard the cranes go by with their honking sounds. So, I don't know. Either they're back early or they never left. Maybe they had laryngitis and couldn't talk. They've been around for a while. I don't know. Brother Phelps now on the radio. Phelps on WRCO Radio. Good morning on a Monday, February 19th.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
Oh, yeah.
use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that 1/3 of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
If you're looking for quality fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, you need to head to the Richland Cattle Center Wednesdays at 11:30. This week's auction includes from Sauk County a complete milking herd dispersal and a few close heifers, 45 head of homebred and raised Holsteins, AI breeding for generations. From Lafayette County, 14 head of organic milk cows, 10 milking and bred back, and 4 are dry. 5 head of registered identified milking shorthorns, 2 2-year-old bulls, a Patriot out of an 86.2-year-old dam, and a Comanche from an 87-point, top milk and protein yearling heifer, and 3 milking recently fresh cows from the same herd, plus the weekly run of fresh cows and 2-year-olds, milking and bred back cows, springing cows and first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, and a breeding age bull along with baby heifer and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit StadyAuction.com, and don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday at 11:30.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time today is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies caring for you and about you, and by BL Signs. Today's forecast calls for a high of 44, partly cloudy and mild conditions, a few clouds and chilly tonight, a low of 26, and a high near 50 on Tuesday. Right now in Richland Center, it is 19 degrees.
BL Signs of Richland Center has grown significantly, helping other businesses grow. In the last decade, businesses of all sizes have trusted the team at BL Signs, from developing ideas to get started, to creation, installation, and reliable service afterward. BL Signs' promise of projects done well, done on time, and done on budget comes with the experience and knowledge to turn your sign into one of your most important investments. Visit BL Signs of Richland Center online at blsignage.com.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. New COVID guidelines from the CDC are expected soon. People with mild symptoms will no longer have to isolate for 5 days. Ajay Sethi is professor of population health sciences at UW-Madison.
People should still isolate if they have significant symptoms, and the CDC will recommend that. But if their symptoms are mild, if they don't have a fever without any medications to assist with that, they can go about their normal day, normal lives, and not have to isolate for those 5 days, which is the current recommendation.
Sethi says the new recommendations expected in April will shift more of the burden to protect oneself on those people who are at higher risk for severe disease. Look for new guidelines coming up in April. Discouraging youth vaping in Wisconsin. That's what grants from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services will do. The agency said in a recent release that it will be awarding 13 grants of over $800,000 to community organizations statewide for anti-vaping initiatives. The funding, which comes from a settlement from the vape company Juul, will be used for community and school-based programs to prevent vaping and help teens and young adults up to age 24 quit. The money will also fund research on vaping prevention and ways to decrease access to or the use of vape products. Crawford County Land Conservation District, Mississippi River Regional Planning Commission, and Crawford Stewardship Project will host an informative event coming up on Sunday, February 25th, from 3 until 5:30 at Seneca Schools. Join them for an afternoon of presentations and discussion about the current situation and opportunities for local municipalities said to understand and work for communities' vision for the future. Presenters include John Bingle, Mississippi River Regional Planning Commission, Phil Muller, Utica Township Supervisor, Dave Trester, Crawford County Conservationist, along with Lisa Dorr, Polk County Citizen Advocate and Farmer, and Dr. Steve Oberle, an agroecologist and former county conservationist. A Q&A session will be held along with discussion. Refreshments will also be provided. The Wisconsin Division of Transportation is planning to make improvements on County T bridges over the Wisconsin River between Port Andrew and Blue River in Grant and Richland counties. This project will include replacement of the two bridges. Pavement approaches will be replaced, updated guardrail and pavement markings. Construction is anticipated for 2027 with an anticipated closure of 2 years. During construction, County T will be closed and detoured utilizing Wisconsin 60, Wisconsin 80, and Wisconsin 133. Those who are concerned about the closure of the construction area are advised to write to Senator Howard Markline at Post Office Box 7882, Madison, Wisconsin 53707 by Monday, February 26th. The Small Ruminant Webinar Seminar is coming up, researching driven solutions to popular sheep production issues. It also connects sheep and goat producers to useful tools, techniques, and tricks of the trade, and tips from the field. Learn from experts and other small producers like you. Webinars will be hosted by Carolyn Eady, Small Ruminant Outreach Specialist, UW Madison Division of Extension, and Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. A webinar will be held via Zoom at 7:30 Wednesday. Lamb and Kid Care, the first 72 hours, will be presented by Roselle Bush, DVM. Up to 50% of all pre-weaning lamb and kid deaths occur in the first 24 hours after birth. This webinar will cover the common presentations for sick kids and lambs within the first few days of life. Participants will discuss practical methods for triage to increase the likelihood of a positive outcome. You can learn more and register at gowisc.edu/4r468. Give the gift of life today. You can save up to 3 lives by becoming a blood donor at the American Red Cross Blood Drive today from 1 until 6 at the Laval Fire Department. Additional blood drives will be held this week on Wednesday from 11 until 4 at Weston High School and Friday from noon to 5 at Don Larson Superstore in Baraboo. Appointments can be made for any of the blood drives by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767. Assembly lawmakers passed 3 bills last week that would protect judges in the state. One bill would establish privacy protection, the judges' personal information from the public, while another creates a new penalty for those who protest outside a judge's home in order to interfere with the administration of justice. The bipartisan legislation comes over a year after Juneau County Circuit Judge John Romer was shot and killed in his home by a man he had sentenced to prison.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Today's high temperature will be at around 44, partly cloudy and mild conditions. South to southeast winds at 5 to 8. Tonight, a few clouds and chilly, a low of 26. Tuesday, partly sunny and spring-like, a high of 49. Wednesday, 54, with partly sunny skies and very mild, and a high of 50 Thursday before a high will reach around 35 on Friday. Right now in Richland Center, after an early reading of 23, we are down from that. It is 19 degrees.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient. It can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Coach Johnson would love to spread some health and hope this month. In honor of Valentine's Day being the 14th, I'll provide 14% off this month for those who place a new order with me. You can reach out on Facebook or contact me at 608-604-7751. Others took advantage of last month's offer, and that group is down over 100 pounds already. Are you ready to lose weight, maintain, or add muscle? Our program can help. You know me. I love to coach. Contact Coach Johnson today, have an informed conversation, and get 14% off.
Sports Time is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at a busy high school sports week in Southwest Wisconsin and details on a record-breaker all-star game.
Kubota has the industry-leading VX Series subcompact tractor. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. VX Tractor is a real tractor in a small package. It is diesel-powered, four-wheel drive, hydrostatic transmission, power steering, allowing a novice to operate it like a pro. It can have a loader, mower, backhoe, and three-point attachments. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota products at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Over the weekend, high school wrestling sectionals were held at various sites across the state of Wisconsin, with a state individual wrestling tournament happening this very weekend. Wrestlers headed to state in our immediate area, River Valley's Wyatt Knockreiner and Richland Center's Emma and Ethan Haney, along with Teague Perkins. From Riverdale in Division III, Riley Wanick, Brody Meese, Grant Matthews, and Lakota Brewer. And from Ithaca Weston, Nolan Waldner. We'll begin coverage on Thursday night on FM 100.9 from the annual State Individual Wrestling Tournament at the Kohl Center. And boys basketball pairings were released yesterday. The WIAA Boys Tournament begins 1 week from tomorrow night. And among the pairings in the first round, the Ithaca Bulldogs drew a fifth seed. They will host number 12 Kickapoo on the opening night. The winner of that game plays either number 13 Weston or number 4 North Crawford in the next round. Highland, a seventh seed, will host Wazika Steuben as well in their part of the bracket. And in Division 3, Division 4, it is Riverdale, a ninth seed, playing at number 8 Iowa Grant, and number 5 Lancaster is hosting number 12 Fenimore. Also in Division 3, Dodgeville will be doing battle at Mauston. The Dodgers, a ninth seed. Prairie du Chien, a fifth seed, will host number 12 Evansville. Richland Center drew an 11th seed. They will play at number 6 Viroqua in the first round. And number 7 River Valley will host Madison Edgewood, which was rated 10th in the seeding. Games going on tonight. River Valley will be at Mauston in boys basketball. A few games in the Ridge and Valley, including Kickapoo at DeSoto, Wazika Steuben at North Crawford, and Weston at Seneca. Merrill's Mindoro at Viroqua, Bangor at Cashton, Hillsborough at Royal, Wanewoc Center at Nisida, New Lisbon at Brookwood, Westby at West Salem, Dodgeville visits Barneveld, and Wisconsin Dells at Platteville. Bucks guard Damian Lillard is the first player to win the three-point competition and be named the most valuable player of the NBA All-Star Game in the same weekend. Lillard hit 11 three-pointers in Sunday's game, good for 39 points in the Eastern Conference 211-186 win. There had been controversy when Lillard was named to the starting lineup because he is having an off year, at least by his standards. Lillard joins Seth Curry, also Kyrie Irving, Glenn Rice, and Larry Bird as the only NBA players to win both honors, but he is the only one to do it the same weekend.
It's definitely one of those things where people are going to look at the game and say they don't play defense, and some people don't take the competition serious, you know. But for me, it was just a break from the season and an opportunity for me to just be successful at something, you know, just something to go after. And in a three-point shootout, me and Bees was, you know, talking trash back and forth. But I came in and I was like, I'm coming to win again. Well, and, you know, sometimes you just got to give yourself some type of edge. And it was a different thing from being with the team. It was just something else that I could do, you know, to get myself going, even mentally. So that was my mentality with that. And even tonight, I was just like, I'm going to come out. I'm going to be aggressive. I'm firing. And, you know, we're going to see where it goes.
Elsewhere, Ohio State stunned number 2 Purdue in its interim coach's debut, winning 73-69 a day after the NCAA Tournament Selection Committee picked the Boilermakers as an early number 1 favorite. And NASCAR postponed the season opening Daytona 500 until today because of 2 days of rain at Daytona International Speedway. The race had been scheduled for Sunday afternoon, although the weather forecast put that in doubt all week. The final practice for drivers was canceled Saturday, as was the Xfinity Series race. The Xfinity Series race is now scheduled to be held this morning, hours ahead of the 4 p.m. start for the Daytona 500. Joey Logano is set to start from the pole for Team Penske. That's an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.
100.9 WRCO.
Touch.
Marie. I knew you'd show up. That was Marie Osmond on WRCO Radio. It is 11 minutes before 7. Here's Maria.
My Maria, don't you know I've come a long, long way? I've been longing to see her. When she's around, she takes my blues away. Sweet Maria, the sunlight surely hurts my eyes. I'm a lonely dreamer on a highway in the sky. You bring back my peace of mind. Gypsy lady, you're a miracle work for me. You set my soul free like a ship sailing on the sea. She is the sunlight when the skies are gray. So right, lady, take me away.
And Dunn on WRCO. We hope it was a good weekend for you. Pretty good for me. We were awful busy. Got a little day of rest yesterday, a little bit of time to reconnect with Squirt the Wonder Dog, and then snuggle up with June and watch the NBA All-Star Game. Although I guess that didn't happen. No, we watched a little bit of a Hallmark movie last night. The NBA All-Star Game, 211 points for the winning team. Can you imagine that? I did not watch it, even though there were a couple of bucks involved. It's something else, I guess, to each their own, not something that really excites me. Kind of like the NFL Pro Bowl, too, where that doesn't really excite me. They're playing flag football, although I guess that's kind of a novelty. But just looking forward to the NBA getting back to regular games. That's coming up starting Friday.
When you visit the Shoebox, it's like going back in time, with customer service being the number one priority. Now is the time to visit the Shoebox, with track, baseball, and softball season soon getting underway. The Shoebox takes pride in making sure all athletes get the pair of shoes they need to compete at a high level. From the beginner athlete all the way to the pros, you'll receive service like it ought to be at the Shoebox in Black Earth.
Hello. Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. So with spring right around the corner, our garden seeds have arrived. Choose from many varieties of vegetable seeds and many different types of bulk seed corn. Also, we carry maple syrup supplies, including taps, buckets, bags, and many other things. So stop in at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse to see these items and many more. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Hi, it's Karen Tepley, candidate for mayor in Richland Center, and I would like to invite you to a Q&A session on February 20th from 5 to 6 p.m. It's at Kelly's Coffee House, 196 West Court Street. Stop by, have a cup of coffee, and we'll have a conversation. See you there.
Get ready for a striking good time at the Ithaca Lions annual 8-pin tap bowling tournament. Join them Sunday, February 25th, with shifts at 11 and 2, just $15 to enter. And guess what? All ages are welcome. Score big with raffle and door prizes. The excitement never ends. Secure your spot by signing up in advance at the Phoenix Center or by calling 649-7469. Lace up those bowling shoes and let the good times roll. The Ithaca Lions, striking up fun for the whole community. See you at the lanes Sunday, February 25th.
Jack makes good whiskey. Red dirt makes good riding roads. Country makes good music for kicking up dust in a taillight glow. Dry wood makes good fires. Good years make good swings. All that's all good, but for me, God makes 5 foot nine brown eyes and a sundress, lust and McGraw and a small town accent. Ain't no way that me and this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff. Lays on me when I pull up in the gravel drive, the way she dances with the raindrops, like she's the reason why they fall from the sky. And I thank him every time I close my eyes. God makes 5 foot nine brown eyes and a sundress, lust him a McGraw and a small town. Small town accent. Ain't no way that me and this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff. 5 foot nine brown eyes and a sundress, loves Tim McGraw and a small town accent. Ain't no way that me and this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff.
Tyler Hubbard on WRCO FM 100.9. Ziggy Marley says the Marley family thanks people for embracing the film about his father, Bob Marley. Ziggy Marley says the family wanted to highlight the message of one love with the movie Bob Marley One Love, which was the top box office draw over the weekend. It exceeded expectations by making $27.7 million domestically, according to studio estimates. The Spider-Man spinoff movie, Madam Web, came in second after making $15.2 million. Argyle, number three movie, with Migration in fourth, and The Chosen came in fifth over the weekend at the box office. Coming up, our news update at 7, sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the